Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the latest episode of the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weeney, and it's so much fun to share with you some behind the scenes of what happened on my recent international retreat to Costa Rica. We were in beautiful Santa Teresa. It was stunning, beautiful property, open air. We were able to see monkeys flying through the trees on our property, iguanas, frogs, like birds. It was so freaking beautiful. Steps away from the beach and beautiful tide pools made out of, you know, hardened lava rock, and watching the waves crash and really just allowing a beautiful transformation. But I gotta tell you that aside from all of the nature, aside from the beauty, there was so much beauty that took place in the rescaping of our minds and of our souls, including my own. And it's so interesting because I go into these retreats with a very intentional message. I want to help people to step into the future versions of themselves. It's all about becoming her. It's all about visualizing what it is that you want and working with God to co-create that. And I personally, you know, choose these absolutely stunning villas that are right on the ocean so that I can help people really like see themselves in that light, see themselves in the surroundings and imagine that that's where they live or that they own this property. And this is what they do on a daily basis. So I would, you know, do yoga on the cliff overlooking the sea in the morning. I would, you know, read my Bible on the edge of the ocean. I would drink the amazing Costa Rican coffee and just take in the beauty of the surroundings and the sounds and the smells and the tastes and everything that was there. And that's what I have them do as well. I want them to step into with all their senses, everything that is meant to become, right? And so I have this like very intentional curriculum that I take people through, but realizing that there's so much more than just a curriculum, there's so much more than the surroundings. It's the lessons that are being applied in real time that make the biggest transformation. And that is literally left up to God. So I got to tell you that I had some pretty transformational things happen to me, not only in Costa Rica, but days following that allowed me to process things and to shed some old programming and to accept a new version of my life that God has asked me to step into. And I'm going to tell you guys all about some of this stuff behind the scenes, really just the lessons that I learned the hard way sometimes and what I was able to take from it, how I was able to apply the things that I teach you guys, and really just get super, super raw and vulnerable on how hard that is to do sometimes, right? Okay. So to start, I'm going to say that we arrived and it was amazing. I had the opportunity to go a day early before the retreat started, and I invited our guests to be able to join me, knowing that the actual program wasn't going to start until the next day. And I walked into this house, right? And it is absolutely stunning. It is absolutely stunning. But is different than what I had expected because of the last time we were in Costa Rica, and it was the same owners and it was amazing and beautiful and everything was stunning, but it was just different. So in my mind, I had this expectation, right, of what I was stepping into. And I walked in and I'm like, okay, this isn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. And so for a moment, I was noticing that my own energy, my own vibe, my own just mood was being shifted and being struck down, like spiraling down. And I have to stay in a very high vibration for this because that is the power of quantum physics. That's the power of co-creating with God, is staying in the frequencies of love, joy, peace, gratitude, and freedom. And so the moment that I dipped down into disappointment, or not even a disappointment of the property, but disappointment of my expectations of something that I had in my mind of how things were going to go. And so I had to like stop myself and be like, okay, Lachelle, like, how can we embrace the different as a new adventure? How can we embrace this as being this or something better, which is exactly what I teach people is like, if things don't turn out exactly the way that you want, there is always going to be something better in store, whether it be something better in terms of like a material thing or experience, or maybe it's better in terms of a lesson that we've learned. And so I'm like, okay, there's just something better. So it's able to shift my energy, my vibration up pretty quickly after that. And I just want you to know that like, it's normal to sink down. It's normal to spiral down. It's normal to allow our expectations to impact us, but we get to choose the way that we think. We get to choose the way we respond. And so our thoughts create our feelings are creating our actions, and our actions are creating our results. So if I would allowed myself to have expectations that led me to a feeling of disappointment or a feeling of frustration or a feeling of sadness or a feeling of whatever, I would have totally sucked myself down into those downward spirals. And so it's a matter of catching yourself. Jesus teaches us to hold all thoughts captive. And I had to be like, okay, how can I best take my thoughts and make sure that I am creating the most amazing experience for my guests? And so just one example, all right? The next day, we had the opportunity to do an excursion because the retreat didn't actually start until Wednesday evening at dinner time with our opening ceremonies, cocktail, dinner, like amazing kind of kickoff. We decided that we were going to do an excursion and we were going to go to Montezuma in Costa Rica and we were going to zip line through the rainforest on the canopy of the trees. Is going to be amazing. And myself and three other people decided that they wanted to do that. Others decided to stay back at the house and enjoy the beach. And so we went to Montezuma. I've ziplined before. I ziplined in Belize about a year ago. And so I'm like, all right, like I'm not nervous about this. But I didn't realize, and neither did the other ladies, that part of this tour was, it involved a waterfall. Now, let me rephrase this. I knew that there was a waterfall involved. I knew that they said we could wear our swimming suits, and I knew that we were going to be able to experience getting wet in the waterfalls. What I did not realize, and neither did the other gals that went with me, is that we would be jumping off a cliff into a cavern next to the waterfall. And I got to tell you guys, like I am like the most non-athletic person. Like even though I did sports in high school, like, it was because I went to a small school and like there were only 10 of us anyway, right? And so I can completely like see myself hurling off of this cliff and literally bumping against every single rock as I go down. Like that's what I see in my head. So I'm standing up there and I'm like, okay, you can do this. And I stood there for like what felt like forever trying to rationalize it. Like, oh my gosh, like everybody else has done this. It's going to be fine. But then this little thought creeps in my head, but they're more athletic than you are, Lachelle, like all of the things. And one of our participants, Jan, had come up and she's like, I've never done anything like this before. My kids are going to think I'm absolutely like, who is this woman? She's in her late 60s. And she's like, all right, you know what? I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it because the longer I stand on this cliff, the more fear is going to escalate and make me feel worse. So instead, I'm just going to decide to just jump. I'm going to take captive of my feelings. I'm going to take captive of my thoughts and I'm just going to jump. And she stood on the edge and she just jumped. And I'm like, dang, that's amazing. Super inspiring. And so I'm like thinking, okay, I'm leading these women to this top-notch mindset, overcoming fears, becoming your best self over the next couple of days. I can't be too chicken to jump off this freaking cliff. So I decided like, all right, it's time. And I jump and it was amazing. And it felt so good. And once I was down there, I realized that I saw the most amazing view because you were literally jumping next to the waterfall. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, like how cool it would be for me to get video of the other gals jumping off the cliff next to the waterfall. It could be so cool. And I had brought a waterproof phone case. And I thought, you know what, that's what I'll do. I'll bring the phone with me. And we'll, you know, go ahead and we'll get this video coverage. Well, the people that had worked at this zipline company had told us like nothing is ever found that's lost in this cavern, this it's like 20 feet deep. And she's like, take off your watches, take off any jewelry, take off anything, like, cause it will be lost forever. I don't know what the heck I was thinking, you guys, like for real. Like it just like that thought didn't even cross my mind. I'm thinking, I just want to get this great shot for these gals. Oh my goodness. It's like, it's so funny. I can't even believe that I'm telling you this out loud. Cause it's so like unlike me to make this decision like this, but I just decided like, no, this is what I'm gonna do. So I had my phone inside of this waterproof case and my friend Tiff was on the bottom. She had already jumped. And so my plan was to hand her the phone so that she could, you know, take it over to the other side and then she could capture my jump and then I would get everybody else's jump. I don't know what the hell, like if I just thought it was going to float, I don't know if I just overestimated my ability to toss it to her or what, but I literally tossed it to her and it went down, like it sank to the bottom of this freaking cavern, like 20 feet deep, and 20 to 30 is what they told us. And the water was clear, but the bottom of this cavern was black. So the water looked black. And so like, there's no way you're going to find anything. And the people that work there, they're like looking at me. I'm sure they were thinking stupid American, you know? And I am like, oh my gosh, what the hell did I just do? And I looked over at my friend Christina and I'm like, I don't know what I just did. Like, what the heck? But the thing that I had been teaching the people that are in my program and the conversations that I've had with a lot of my clients lately is this thought that everything in this world, everything that we need, according to the law of supply and demand, is already available to us when we need it. All right. And that I'm going to give you this little like quantum physics lesson because you're going to understand where I'm going with this in the phone in a second. So in this quantum physics lesson, what we do is we look at the problem. And if you are watching this on YouTube or on Facebook, you're going to see my hand and you're going to see that like when we focus on the problem, we literally are realigning ourselves with the energy of that problem, the frequency of that problem. So if I have my problem and I am like looking at it from every single angle, thinking, how can I fix this? What can I do? What angle haven't I looked at? And you're typically just like analyzing the heck out of the problem. What happens is you are literally realigning yourself with that problem. And so the frequency that I'm in alignment with those thought processes is going to re-engage me with the frequency of the problem. Meanwhile, the solution already exists. So if I grab, you know, my book here, you'll notice that the front and the back of my book both exist at the same time. They coexist at the same time, but it matters what I'm looking at right now that feels like the reality of it. So just because I'm looking at the front of my notebook doesn't mean that the back doesn't exist. And so when you are focusing on the problem, this is where you're going to be aligned with, but the solution is already coexisting as well. But the frequency of that is much, much higher. So the frequency of the solution, and if you look at things like on a general scope, it's the solution could include, you know, monetary things, the conversations with right people, the idea that pops into your head. My Spiral Up program was literally an idea that popped in my head after I had been praying for more clarity around what my secret sauce is. What is my thing that I'm really good at? And I was praying about it, thinking about it, analyzing it, could not get a breakthrough. I could not figure out what that was because I kept aligning myself with the problem. And I went on vacation last summer with my family to Utah and Colorado. I was living my best life, 2 weeks, most beautiful places on the planet with the people I love the most. And all of a sudden, Spiral Up just popped in my head. Why? Because I was at the frequency of the solution. So I teach my clients all the time that you might want to, you know, reanalyze the heck out of whatever it is that you're trying to solve. But what I want you to do instead is I want you to just purposely raise your vibration. Think about what you're grateful for. Be in frequency of love, joy, peace, gratitude, looking around and taking in the calmness, the peace, the love that you can. And the right solution is going to be energetically aligned with you. All right. So here I am back in Costa Rica, right? In the story. And I'm on the edge of this cliff and my phone is on the bottom of this like cavern full of water. And I'm like, all right, I'm in a foreign country. What the heck? Right. But I just stayed calm. I'm like, you know what? It's going to be fine. I have insurance. I have people with me that can take pictures. if I have an iPad back at the house that I can call my kids with, it's going to be fine. And I just let go of the solution. I surrendered to the situation. I never lost my shit. And you can ask any of the gals that were with me. They're just like, I couldn't believe how calm you were. But I just decided that I wanted to stay in a frequency of a solution. And so I was embarrassed, of course, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm every stereotypical like tourist, right? But I just decided it was going to be fine. And I jumped off the cliff again. And while I was down there, I just decided, you know what? I'm curious. Like, again, I'm totally fine if I never find this phone, but I'm just kind of curious. Like, let's have this fun adventure and see if I can find it. So I swam over near where I had tossed it. And I was just looking. I'm like, oh, I could see my feet. Like, I was kind of standing on a rock a little bit. I'm like, okay, I could actually see some things. And sure enough, you guys, like, I saw the reflection of something that looked about the size of my phone. And if you are, again, looking, watching this on YouTube or on Facebook, you can see that my phone cover is like a gold, all right? It happened to land with the gold part up. If the white black part was facing up, there's no way in heck I would have ever seen this thing. But the gold part was facing up, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's my phone. And it had landed on an edge that was not as deep as the edge or the deep end of the cavern where we would typically jump off this cliff. And then a couple of other tourists were over and they're like, hey, what are you looking at? I'm like, actually, it's my cell phone. And he's like, hey, I let me go down and see if I can find it, see if I can get it. Where is it? And I was pointing to it. And sure enough, he dives down. He comes back up, holds my phone. He's like, yeah, it was probably about 10 feet down. What the heck? And so it was like, okay, this or something better. And I feel like as kind of stupid as it was for me to throw that in and how uncharacteristic it was for me to do something like that, I felt like that experience was something that I needed to have so that I could share this with you guys, right? So it was just another episode of trusting that it was going to work out, trusting the process, surrendering to the outcome, but also being optimistic for this or something better. And when we do that, we allow ourselves to realign with the frequency of the solution of that or something better. And it's amazing what can happen. All right. So that was another like big moment in this experience, right? So over the course of the next couple of days, I had the most amazing time. We went on beautiful walks on the beach. Every morning I would go and sit out and drink my coffee and do yoga and read my Bible and pray on the edge of a cliff overlooking the beautiful ocean. I was able to spend time with some glorious, glorious women. I coached them from all different places. We coached one night at sunset on the beach. I had my individual time with each lady. I was able to coach them from the pool, like swimming in the pool. I was able to coach them on the edge of a cliff at sunrise. Like, it was so amazing. Like, how is this my life, right? And one of the things that I do this a lot, is I'll have a surprise. And so this time I surprised everybody with a woman named Kelly, who's amazing. She's from Utah, guys. So if you want me to hook you up with Kelly, just let me know. But she is a very talented woman. So she is a trained massage therapist, but she's so much more than that. She is also trained in Reiki and emotion code and body code, and is just, she's anointed. Like, the Lord has anointed her. She can feel things. She can see things. And each one of us got our own personalized session with her, up to 90 minutes. And she was able to see, feel, and help us clear emotional blocks from sometimes generational. She was able to release fears that my mom had carried on to me. She was able to release things that had happened to me when I was younger, or even as an adult, and help me to clear that energy so that I can just shed anything that's no longer serving me. And that's part of my curriculum as well. So it was just this really nice compliment to what I do. And what was so interesting is that, you know, Kelly was like, oh, I hope that you got a good treatment, or I hope you had a good experience, because I really, really wanted you to experience something profound. And I'm like, Kelly, it was great. It was great. But what was so fascinating is that my experience with that and everything else that happened on this retreat happened mostly when I got home. So I get home, right? And I am at the dentist. I had to have a crown because one of my silver fillings from when I was a kid was causing cracks in my teeth. So I had a crown this past Wednesday, and I'm sitting in this dentist chair for like 3 hours, and I'm noticing that she's teaching this woman how to do things. Like, I don't know if she was new to dentistry or if she was new to the practice or what, but it was like making me really nervous. Like, oh gosh, can you learn on somebody else's mouth? Like, and I'm a former professor and clinical educator. Like, I love to teach, but for some reason it was just hitting me differently today. And the revelation that I got was that I was at this turning point in my life and turning point in my business where I was no longer available to settle. I was no longer available to going into the situations of good enough. I was ready to take on the situations that were like next level, high level. I wanted to make sure that the people that I hire to work on my things are not just learning or DIYing it. Like, they're freaking experts in what they do. And I was starting to, before I left for Costa Rica, work with some of these amazing experts that are in my Spiral Up program on different projects that I had, like best in the world at building funnels, best in the world about building evergreen, you know, strategic material, best in the world at creating website copy, best in the world at SEO. And I'm like, get home, and I'm realizing I'm working with all of these people. And I no longer felt like I needed to go down to the animal shelter and find a pet to train to be my service dog. Like, I was at a point where I was ready to go to the exact service that could give me exactly what I need in that service dog, if that makes any sense. And it was like the shedding of old patterns where I had to just make do with what I had and try to create things out of nothing, where I was able to accept that God is like, now is the time for you to take all that I'm giving you without any guilt, without having to do all of the work, and receive the expertise that all of these people have. And the other thing that this revelation did was it brought in another layer of growth and expansion with my company. One of the conversations that I had are allowing me to form these new professional alliances with different people, different experts that are going to be contributing to my company and partnering with me in their zone of genius and their skill set in order for me to serve people at an even higher level. I wasn't even necessarily looking for it. It just came. Why? Because I was at a higher vibration. I was at the level of the solution. I was living from a place of love, joy, peace, gratitude, and freedom. And all of a sudden, things that I wasn't even aware of started coming into my life. And this is what I'm saying, like, God will give us this or something better. And I had been asking him to bless my company, bless my clients, bless my life. And he was doing that and starting to take me to the next level of who I am. And I was finding that this experience on this retreat was so life-changing for me, so transformational for me, because I was finding that I was ready to shed some crap that I felt like I needed to do the bare minimum of, how could I put this? Like, I wouldn't be willing to invest in the best for myself, that I would make do. And he showed me that I am so much more worthy than that, that I've gotten to this place where I get to receive now. And he's sending me more people to help and to bless and to grow my company and to grow my reach and my impact. And it's like, oh my goodness, how cool is this, right? I had clients that were at the retreat that also had transformational experiences, shedding things, allowing themselves to raise to a vibration of a greater impact, and trust in themselves and clarity and confidence. And it's just amazing, amazing that this is my life. And I think back to, you know, less than 2 years, I was working full time in my anesthesia career, praying that I could get a week off a year that I chose, that it was my first choice, right? And now here I am traveling the world, impacting people and continuing to grow. And so unexpected, like I totally just, you know, wanted to go and take these ladies to this beautiful paradise across the world, have this amazing curriculum, know that God is blessing it, but He blessed me along the way. He gave me ways to apply the things that I teach and to prove to myself over and over again that this is truth, that this is where He wants us to go. And there's so much more I could tell you about Costa Rica, but this is kind of the highlight. This is the highlight of my revelations, the highlight of my transformation, the highlight of the things that I was able to apply. And I'm hoping that this helps you a little bit to know that this is your time too. It's time for you to shed the things that no longer serve you. It's time for you to shed the good enough and accept the great. It's time for you to step into this or something better. It's time for you to realign yourself with the solution instead of focusing on the frequency of the problem. It is time for you to step into who you're becoming. Believe it, because I believe in you. All right, you guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I will be back next week, same time, same place. Until then, keep spiraling up, friends. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're going to help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends!